Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Of 52 years in one day.
Hallelujah. You took the words right out of my mouth.
I know it. I'm sorry, very unsanitary, but, you know.
It was God a good day good. Yesterday. Mm-hmm. Our staff surprised us with a cake.
Yes, it did, with our picture on it.
I know.
That was so sweet.
It was. Cake was sweet.
And so are you. So today's teaching, which is going to be sweet for everybody listening,
is entitled, Every Blessing of Christ in You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sounds very biblical to me.
Me too. As believers, we hear a lot of talk, conversations, teaching, and sermons about the blessings of God. All of which prompts us to ask you a question. Do you want to know how you can understand and receive every blessing God has for you?
I do. Tell me. Hallelujah.
The answer is found in Philemon 1:6. 1:6, God's word translation.
Mm-mm.
It says, as you share the faith you have in common with others, I pray that you come to have a complete knowledge of every blessing we have in Christ.
Hallelujah.
I love that.
Every blessing we have in Christ.
Yes. Can somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah and amen.
Now, Philemon 1:6 in the New Living Translation says, and I am praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ.
You know what it boils down to, honey?
What's that?
It's called being in the Word.
Yes,
and as
it is.
We are in the Word,
yes,
line upon line, precept upon precept,
absolutely,
all of these things will start building up in us, and our understanding and wisdom will grow.
And our ability to understand and experience all these good things that we have in Christ comes from putting our faith in action.
There you go.
And spending time in the Word.
And you don't know how to do that unless you're in the Word.
That's it.
And then it increases your ability to do all.
Years ago, the late Dr. Morris Cirillo said, faith is a fact, but you got to act. Now back to Philemon 1:6 and the New Living Translation, which talks about us putting into action the generosity that comes from our faith.
Mm.
Our faith makes us generous because of the God we serve and the actions we take. 1 Chronicles 16:8. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people.
Hallelujah.
The Message Bible translation of that 1 Chronicles 16:8-9 says, thank God, call out his name, tell the whole world who he is and what he's done, sing to him, play songs for him, broadcast all his wonders. When our favorite athlete does something remarkable, we want to talk with all our friends about his or her accomplishments. When our favorite team wins the big game, we want to rag on it. When we see our favorite actor or actress give an Oscar-worthy performance, we want to talk about it. When we're recognized on our jobs, we want to tell our friends about it. Hallelujah. Just think about that.
Mm-mm.
When we are selected.
Go ahead.
When we are selected for special recognition at church, we want to talk about it. Hallelujah.
And when our grandchildren or our children do something spectacular, you just want to broadcast it from the top of the house, right?
Yes, we do.
All right.
Yes, we do.
Never get tired of it.
Why, we even brag on our pets.
That's true.
For doing a good trick. Our cars with our gas mileage or how they look. Our big screen TV. And this kind of list could go on and on.
That's it.
There's nothing wrong about the various scenarios we've just listed. Unless we testify about everybody and everything else except our great God, Jehovah. The question each of us need to answer is, how much time do we spend bragging on our God? The one who woke us up this morning, clothed us in the mind of Christ, gave us air to breathe, food to eat, the ability to speak and be heard. Hallelujah. And to hear. The scripture is very clear. We're to tell the world who he is and what he's done.
Hallelujah.
In fact, the Message Bible translation of 1 Chronicles 16:9 says that we're to broadcast all his wonders. Psalm 34:3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together.
Mm-mm. You know, can I go on?
You can.
Can you name the last person you bragged to about what God's done in your life? It's probably you and me. But perhaps you could name the last three. And just out of curiosity, is when's the last time you bragged on God to a friend? You know, our Heavenly Father wants us praising him. And truthfully, if we're smart, we should do it all the time and a lot more than that. You know, get in the habit of going when God does something, so praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Wow, wasn't that God? Revolutionary revelation. In Revelation 12:11, it says, and they overcame him. We're talking about the devil himself. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, meaning you're born again, and by the word of our testimony. That's right. What we have to say about God. And they love not their lives unto the death. The New Living Translation says, we defeat him, that's right, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, what is coming out of our mouth. You and I have the greatest devil repellent that was ever devised. The thing that absolutely ensures his defeat and sends him packing. But if we don't use it, it's not going to work very well. The Word of God encourages us to give our testimony for a very specific purpose. Matthew 24:14 in the Amplified Bible says, and this good news of the kingdom, the gospel, will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then will come the end. God wants us broadcasting his good news to the entire world. And just for the record, you don't even have to leave your hometown to testify his goodness to all the world. This is particularly true in many nations of the world, like the United States, Great Britain, and many more. We live in a global community now, and we can testify right online of God's love to our neighbors and our coworkers, and that who've come here from the nations or are around the world. All of these social networking, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or Pinterest, shouldn't be wasted on unimportant things when you can actually use it as a forum to tell of God's excellent greatness.
Yes.
We have literally unlimited opportunities to testify of God's love to millions of people without even leaving our couch, our home, our office. The power of modern technology has really brought a fulfillment of 1 Chronicles 16:8 directly to your home. And this is our time to testify about it. In Luke 21:13, Amplified Bible, it says, this will be a time, an opportunity for you to bear witness. And he had no idea what he was really saying about what is available to us today. We testify in obedience to God's word. God makes a promise to all who give testimony to his majesty, love, grace, and power. In Psalm 132:12, thus also in the Amplified Bible says, if your children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children also shall sit upon your throne forever. Now, he may have been talking to David, but the point of it is we are the children of Abraham, and our lineage is, well, seated with God. And listen to this, Colossians 3:15, Message Bible. Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And then cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. I've always loved this one. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. Wow, that's a word for today. And sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail of your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus. Thank you, God the Father, every step of the way.
You know, honey, the way we thank him is by doing what he says in his word, sharing our faith.
That's it.
Now, here's a revelation. If we don't read and study, then we'll continually have problems all the days of our natural born lives. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. And all scriptures given by inspiration of God. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that a man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Mm.
If something is profitable, then it's going to be beneficial. The word profitable in strong concordance is from a word that means profitable, advantage. If we want to have advantages in life, then we need to understand our instruction manual, God's holy word. Every answer to every problem we face is in the book. Smith Wigglesworth, one of God's generals, said, "I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved only by what I believe."
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Matthew Barnett, Dream Center, says, "Faith is believing that God is going to take you places before you even get there."
I love that one.
And Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, said, "Your belief determines your action. Your action determines your results. But first, you have to believe." Now, one other quote by Smith Wigglesworth. "Fear looks, faith jumps. Faith never fails to obtain its object. If I leave you as I found you, I'm not God's channel. I'm not here to entertain you, but to get you to the place where you can laugh at the impossible."
What a quote. You know, now it's time to take what we've heard and read and begin to make our own faith grow even stronger than it's ever been, as we anticipate God's blessings. Look, you're going to go through trials, but it's how you go through the trials that is what's going to take you over and enjoy the blessings of God. Because we got to know that the minute a trial starts, God is not wringing his hands in heaven, wondering what happened. He knows, and he's going to take us through, even if we don't know how he's going to take us through. Philemon 1:6 in God's Word translation says, "As you share the faith you have in common with others, I pray that you may come to have a complete knowledge of every blessing we have in Christ."
Yeah, honey, let's end that
with some personalization. I like it.
As Samuel shares the faith he has in common with others, I pray that Samuel may come to have a complete knowledge of every blessing he has in Christ.
Hallelujah.
As Marcella shares the faith she has in common with others, we pray that Marcella may come to have a complete knowledge of every blessing she has in Christ.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Boy, so many.
Personalize that for you.
We praise the Lord for every one of you.
Yes, we do.
And what a blessing you are.
Hallelujah.
And how you are blessing the world.
That's it.
Through your belief in Christ.
And prayer.
We just love being able to send you out this morning with a smile
fired
on your face.
Fired up with the Word of God.
That's right.
And every blessing in Christ you have.
Amen.
And it's yours. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.